Fred at School Show. Fred at School Show.
You are listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Bénédicte Pro. I am the French coordinator for Fred at School, and this is the third national program on our film literacy and radio project. The picture we are talking about today comes from Sweden, and it is the very recent Eat, Sleep, Die by Gabriella Pichler. Before we listen to some audio clips from the students, let's recap a little bit on the Fred at School experience itself, for it continues to produce new and interesting results every time, and this is only the third session of our bold pilot edition. From what I've observed with my schools in France, what fascinates me is that those positive results, this progress, does not necessarily manifest in the way I expected, in a continuous line. Nor does it stem from what I expected. It appears that the circumstances itself of the program, the hiccups, if you will, of this pilot edition, have been a driving force somehow. For yes, we are test driving this thing, and as such, we are as eager to pick up useful tricks and tips as we are to find out what we could do differently for Fred at School to fully express its huge potential. And I love the energy that our ambition has generated. The teachers are great. The students never cease to amaze me. We are pulling together in a way that creates, I think, a special energy like we couldn't have predicted. And it is from this that the most interesting results appear to come. The beauty, as I realize as we go, is that the unknown element of the project turns out to be a spark, at least a trigger, which is what we promised, really. We are letting the students surprise us and build something on their own, and they are doing just that. In the case of this third session, for instance, because of the holidays, there was less time and less clips. But because of that, in their French clips, the students went for it in a more spontaneous way, without reading pre-prepared notes, but with ease. They really seemed to get used to the microphone, so in a way, getting into it directly produced fantastic results. As the English clips show, however, Gabriella Pichler's Eat, Sleep, Die didn't quite galvanize the students. But their first reaction was not to detract the film. It was to stay neutral, which, in my opinion, having heard everything they sent in English, but especially in French, means that instead of jumping to a rushed conclusion based on their personal, immediate dislikes, they tried to present the film fairly somehow, objectively, which I find is a great attitude. Here's the class of seconde from the Lycée Saint-Charles in Chalon-sur-Saône, the city where photography was born.
We are étudiants of College La Colombière. Our class participated at Project Fred School. We are 28 students and we are in second. This movie is the second movie which we watch. Its name is Sleep Die and it's released by feature Gabriella in 2001 in a suite. It's made in colors and lasts 103 minutes. The story and the characters were boring. It was too much realistic to be interesting. If the story wasn't so banal, it could be a game movie because there is no suspense. This film is boring. There is not much changing between the start and the ending of the movie. It seems very long. That's why many people don't like.
The movie talks about a girl, Sam Raza, who has a job in a vegetables factory. She lives in Sweden with his father, who suffers of a back and can't work. He would like to go in Norway for gain much money. One day, Raza and his friend Nikki are fired with some other people. Then she tries to find another job with the help of Pôle emploi, but it's difficult because she doesn't have driving license. At the end of the movie, she lives to Malmö at UJ City.
One grade above, the class of Première Option Literature, supervised by their arts teacher, Mrs. Gandreau, was as concise but had some clever observations.
This film shows a woman who works in a factory. She lives with her father, who has a poor health. They are very close to each other, but the members of the family have bad living conditions. The woman Raza represents a strong character in the story. She has a kind of poor personality. She takes all the responsibilities by working to pay for their accommodation, whereas the father stays at home to cook for his daughter. He's the weak character. The roles are reversed. This woman is shown stronger than the man in Swedish society.
In the movie, the main character is named Raza. She lives with her father in a little flat. She spends her time taking care of her father. For example, there is a strange and disturbing scene in the bathroom. We can see Raza sitting on the toilet and she washes her father, who is in the bath, quite shocking.
The scenes are quite slow. The setting is always the same. We can see their flat, the place where she works, the factory, the agency where people look for a new job. Raza is shown with closed shots, as if somebody was paying her ordinary life. To conclude, Eat, Sleep, Die, the title of the film, represents their life after losing their job.
In the case of Eat, Sleep, Die, much more than the other times, the French and English clips were very different. The English clips have always been kinder. But the main difference is that this time, in the French clips, the students started a true debate, spontaneously, with eloquence and passion. The fact that they were less prepared allowed them to let go, to let themselves go, and what they said was brilliant. But the thing that pleased me even more, so much, is that despite their lack of enthusiasm for the film and for its hyperrealism, they transcended that and went much further. In fact, the whole discussion started because of it, because they questioned this realism, its function in cinema, the function of the film, the intention of the author. They really had a critical discourse, and they used cinematographic terms and angles of approach, all this spontaneously, like I said. Now, it seems like they naturally talk about the script, the narration, its mechanism, the image, the music, the character, and their function as character in a film. I was so pleased with that, so pleased. Every time with Fred at School, it's something new, and I really love it. All this can be heard in the French program, in French, on Eat, Sleep, Die, where we also speak with Gonzalo Suarez, the Spanish coordinator for Fred at School, to compare the reactions of my kids with those of their Spanish fellow Fred at School participants. And that is also really interesting. In the program in French, we also couldn't avoid mentioning the Cannes Film Festival. For in May, in the film world, it is an event that cannot be ignored. And French Film Radio is the festival insider after all. So it felt important to learn a little bit about film festivals, thanks to the pedagogical clips produced by Fred Film Radio for Fred at School, all of which can be found by clicking Listen to the Fred at School shows on the Fred at School webpage. After that, we try to dissect a little bit the tentacular, colossal and wonderful machine that is the Cannes Film Festival. That's all for now. Now we're off to another country, another language, another universe, and we'll be here again soon to talk about it on French Film Radio.